Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. 9:26 in the a.m.
You know, I got
15 Chargers and Chiefs. Let's go.
You know, I got to thinking before we get onto that. Mm-hmm. With Mariah Carey serenading us in the background.
Yeah.
So we get all up in arms about Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well.
And we sell 125 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, there are all kinds of inconsistencies that roll through our culture.
Well, some people just aren't comfortable unless they feel offended about something.
Well, apparently. I happen to like Baby It's Cold Outside. It's actually one of my favorite
Christmas songs. You know what else is kind of questionable if you really want to get right down to it?
What's that?
Santa Baby.
Sure it is.
That's a little borderline-ish.
Sure, that's a little racy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about, think about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and shaming.
Yeah.
I mean, just go listen to the words in Rudolph with his nose so bright, and how all the other reindeer loved him as soon as Santa, you know, checked him off.
But wouldn't let him play in any of their reindeer games before that.
I mean, you know, that's essentially bullying, isn't it?
Yeah, Rudolph is lucky. Rudolph is lucky it was foggy. Otherwise, no shot.
Otherwise, he'd be just another reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
He'd have been back there on line four.
Totally.
Just being another dude.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
There you go. You can find something wrong with just about anything if you look hard enough. Exactly. Congratulations.
I'm glad we don't. I'm glad we're not those kinds of guys. Yeah. We're not that guy.
We don't have to look very hard for anything wrong tonight, though, in Kansas City, as the Chargers come in against the Chiefs. What, looking for their 10th straight win against Philip Rivers? I don't know how much that plays into things. I can't imagine, just knowing what I know about Philip Rivers, that is any kind of deterrent for him. I think the Chargers come in with the attitude of, hey, Chiefs have been, you know, running around in clean air all season long. Let's muddy this thing up a little bit and make something happen. But it's going to be a hell of a Thursday night football game. At least it should be on paper.
Well, again, the problem is, and it's for both teams, there's some important people banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Gordon made the trip, the running back for the Chargers. Everybody keeps saying he's a game-time decision, but Ian Rappaport's reporting that they're promoting Troy Maine Pope, a running back from the practice squad, for tonight's game. Mm-hmm. So if you read between the lines, that would mean Justin Jackson you can fire up and start. And because Austin Eckler, Gordon's backup, is out with neck/concussion issues, Gordon made a push to play, and it's probably still will. I mean, there's, you know, 8 hours to try to convince the coaching staff that he can play with that knee. But without him, let's be honest, it falls right in the lap of Philip Rivers.
Who
in Arrowhead, historically, has not regressed, but just he hasn't cut the mustard. Now, he hasn't faced a Chiefs defense quite this porous in a long, long time. He did have some garbage yards in that first meeting where the Chargers got way ahead, and he ended up piling up 424 yards when all was said and done. But the Chiefs still won 38-28. But no Eckler, no Gordon. It's going to be a lot of the Williams boys and Keenan Allen, you would think.
Well, yeah. And don't forget, they lost Travis Henry before the season started. I mean, you're talking about a lot of really key people out for the Chargers. But you know what, Shane? Every team in the league is battling this on some level.
Well, including the Chiefs.
Some are worse than others. Yeah.
Sammy Watkins is out.
Sure.
Sammy Ware, Spencer Ware is doubtful.
Spencer Ware,
that basically means he's out. And you don't play if you're doubtful. I think one guy in the history of doubtful has ever actually played, and I think it was Julius Peppers. So Ware with shoulder and I don't know what else. Hill, Tyreek Hill's questionable but expected to play. Mm-hmm. He had a foot and a wrist at one point in that game against the Ravens. And how about Eric Berry? Berry is expected to play tonight, finally,
well, you know,
for Kansas City. What kind of effect will he have, especially on the running game?
Well, that's where you hope that he can, you know, hope that he can line up, cover a tight end, and then help in the running game. Really, that's all you could ask for from the guy.
I wonder how many snaps realistically he'll get.
Ooh, probably not a high percentage, I wouldn't imagine. But, you know, with him, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though, Shane, when you stop to look at the Chiefs' weapons, they've been dwindled, haven't they? Right now, you've got one healthy guy that's a go-to guy, and that's Travis Kelce. You're counting on Charcandrick West in your backfield.
Yep.
You're going a little deeper behind Watkins in the receiving core. Tyreek Hill, at the very best, is probably not at full speed. Doesn't mean he can't still be effective. But my point is that right now you're looking at really one guy that you can count on going pretty close to full speed. It's a pretty good one to be able to count on.
Yeah. Now, Damian Williams did catch a touchdown against the mm-hmm. Ravens. He figures to get the lion's share of the work in the backfield. Chris Conley's been okay. DeMarcus Robinson's been okay. Demetrius Harris mm-hmm. is an okay other tight end. They get open. Mahomes will find them. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see somebody not named Kelce and Hill end up with touchdowns tonight.
Well, there's going to be a lot more targets to guys that we need a roster to identify. And I'm using the term tongue-in-cheek, but you get my... Somebody's going to get some targets tonight that they aren't used to getting. It goes, who knows?
Yeah, and
we'll see.
We'll see how much they trust their... Well, third-string running back is not accurate, but obviously Kareem Hunt's not around anymore, and Spencer Ware's not mm-hmm. likely to play. So I guess if anybody could get into just a shootout with Phillip Rivers, it'd be Patrick Mahomes. But again, to your point, without a dependable running game, we'll see about Tyreek Hill, how he moves around. He still was pretty quick moving around on a bad foot against the Ravens. And, of course, Kelce has really stepped it up. He's got 1,160 yards and 10 touchdowns.
He's a beast.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have Watkins, but, again, I'm okay with Conley and Robinson and Harris in a kind of a secondary role. And they've all had multiple catches of 20 yards or more, so they're capable. They're big play and capable guys. The weather was supposed to be a bigger deal earlier in the week. It's going to be cold, but there's not much chance of rain. I don't know that it's supposed to be windy at Arrowhead. So what was originally a couple of days ago, at least, there were some weather issues or expected weather. It has to be really windy or blizzard to really make a difference probably with these two quarterbacks anyway.
Oh, I would think so, yeah. I mean, really, the focus will be on the two quarterbacks, but there are other places that you can look for daylight between the two. I think if push comes to shove, you probably have more faith in Los Angeles, keeping the Chiefs trying to keep the Chiefs down, although what they scored 30, was it 38 in the
38.
In the first game? 38 in the first game. Now, they've got different pieces of the puzzle back defensively than they had in that first game. They're a little bit more whole defensively. But I think that you probably would give the nod to the Chargers in that situation. I clearly would give the nod to the Chiefs offensively, even with the injuries that they have, only because I'd give Mahomes the nod over Phillip Rivers. I think it's going to be a pretty good football game. I really do.
I can't wait for it.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I hate it that it's on a Thursday.
I'm telling you, man, that bugs me to no end. And I know I keep banging this drum, and it's a broken record, and I'm sorry. But for home field advantage, for the AFC crown, for clinching a playoff spot, this is all in play for L.A., all that.
Sure it is.
And they're traveling on a short week on a Thursday.
Yeah,
and it just it's so, tough. Like, if Melvin Gordon is pushing to play tonight and is GTD and might not, that tells me he probably would play on Sunday, but they aren't afforded that luxury. And now it wouldn't matter probably with Gordon whether they're home or away. Thursday's Thursday, so them traveling doesn't have anything to do with it. But for the rest of the Chargers, they're at a disadvantage for traveling on a Thursday this late in the season. But again, and you pointed it out, this probably didn't go anywhere anytime soon as far as the late season Thursday night football games. Otherwise, this is the crown jewel of the weekend. This is
no question. All eyes
would be on this if this were Sunday at noon, let alone a standalone game on Thursday for the AFC West supremacy. And it's just so fascinating to me that the Chiefs, like you said, have been in clean air all year long. And from game one, the Chargers have been looking up at them. Because the Chiefs went out there and got them to begin with, and then a couple games later they lost to the Rams, and the Chargers were off the radar for a month and a half. But all they've really done since then is win, and they got a chance to reel in the Chiefs starting tonight. So,
which is almost inconceivable for Chiefs fans, and I get it. This has been a great ride, and look, they're favorites tonight. They should be, but. Yeah, if the Chargers come in and nip Kansas City, the complexion of this thing changes dramatically.
Yep.
I mean, it really does. So
the Chiefs could conceivably lose their bye and have to play opening weekend in the playoffs. That's still in play.
Sure.
Then again, they could also lock up home field and get a week off. So.
Which would be that's what you're shooting for.
And that's the kind of the pressure the Chargers are putting on.
Yep, absolutely. But this team is capable. I mean, their comeback in Pittsburgh, and I know that the Steelers have dropped three in a row, but that's a different creature in Pittsburgh, and Kansas City won there earlier this season, so they share the same thing. But this team's capable. Nothing would surprise me one way or the other on this thing. I expect the Chiefs to win. But it certainly wouldn't stun me if the Chargers found a way to get this done.
Well, and the Chiefs' secondary will be up against it because you would think. I mean, I know games have a crazy way of playing out. You never know what's going to happen in special teams or turnovers. But just by looking at it right now with Melvin Gordon trending in the wrong direction, the back line of Kansas City will be under siege.
I think so, too.
And if they can't get pressure on Phillip Rivers, then we might be holding our breath until the very end of the game.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Has a high probability of being just that kind of game, unless they turn them over a couple of times early. Which is
who the Chargers turn the Chiefs over a couple times early?
If the Chiefs can turn Phillip Rivers over a couple of times early, then the complexion of the game changes dramatically, and Phillip Rivers will throw it to the other guy every now and then.
Yeah, but to me, he's going to chuck it 50 times no matter what.
I think he is, no question. And I think they'll take a lot of looks downfield, and I think they'll do it early. He's got Keenan Allen. So
they got Tyrell and Mike Williams too. Those guys,
damn right.
Those guys are burners.
Those guys can play, man. Mm-hmm. Those guys can all play.
Scott is with us on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. What do you think, Scott?
Well, there's one element of all these running backs missing that I think everybody's missing: the blocking schemes on blitzes. You bring in people who haven't played off of practice squads or anything. You're opening up Rivers on the backside to get nailed by. Houston and the rest of the Chiefs linebackers and offensive line. Jones is Jones has been on a tear with his sacks.
Yeah, you know what, like though, Scott? Joey Bosa's at full strength, too, and you got Damian Williams and Charcandrick West picking up and chipping blitzes, too. So
yeah,
kinda,
it goes both ways.
Yeah.
It goes. The reason I like the Chiefs better in that situation is because of the mobility of Patrick Mahomes.
And they're at home.
The
Chargers won't be able to hear. So, all right, should be a good one tonight. Hopefully it'll live up to the billing. Chiefs and Chargers tonight, Thursday night football. We've got a hockey-related Twitter question to get to. We got some Ron Baker.
Wait a minute, that's an outrage.
No, I told you, I warned you it was coming.
Well, you did.
A hockey Twitter question is coming. We got some Ron Baker news. The Raiders, uncertainty where they're going to play in 2019. Are you serious?
That's beautiful.
That's so Raiders.
That's just beautiful.
And then 18 minutes from now, we'll talk to the one and only Gene Stephenson. All that coming up on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.